Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marlon Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Marlon Stewart. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Courtney goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive towards third. Hitchcock catches it and throws to first to double up Stewart. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive towards third. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Philly moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Hitchcock scores. Astroth moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost bunts towards first. Lenhart scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Astroth moves to third. Kellner moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Porter reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field. Vallow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallow. Wirtz moves to third. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyke strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Valo is chasing the ball. Lenhart rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 6-4, Browns. Allie Clark now playing right field. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Gordon Goldsberry now playing first base. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-2 in the game. Michaels bunts towards the mound. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Zerniel moves to third. Philly moves to second. Earl Hurst now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Philly moves to third. Michaels moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Michaels moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. It's Browns, 6, Athletics, 6. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Joost reaches second base with a double. Michaels scores. Hitchcock scores. Astroth moves to third. It's 8-6, Athletics. Bobby Hoag now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Astroth scores. Joost moves to third. Fain moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-6, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel is walked intentionally. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Bobby Hoag. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper bunts towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Astroth moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fain hits a line drive towards third. Dyke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Coleman moves to second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Young scores. Coleman moves to third. DeMaestri moves to second. It's 10-7, Athletics. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman scores. DeMaestri scores. Porter moves to third. It's 10-9, Athletics. Bob Kane pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Kane moves to second. It's Browns, 10, Athletics, 10. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kane scores. There goes Wirtz trying to get to third. Clark throws the ball into Michaels, who relays the ball to Hitchcock, who tags Wirtz for the out. Two outs. It's 11-10, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Satchel Paige now pitching. Ray Coleman now playing right field. Gordon Goldsberry now playing left field. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman, who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitchcock bunts towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels scores. 2 outs. It's Browns, 11, Athletics, 11. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 11. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Kukab is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kukab is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 11. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Krahoski moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krahoski scores. It's 12-11, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Goldsberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 11. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.